Living in the nation's capital offers these 765,000 residents a unique picture of national American politics in action, but it's been a kind of backdoor perspective. We Washington residents haven't been able to determine our own form of government. Now it appears that for the first time in nearly a century, voters of the District of Columbia may elect their city officials along with advisory councils. The Home Rule referendum was approved by district voters yesterday. But the minority of people who voted against the measure believe the charter is short of full self-determination. Bill Green has more.
The vote on the Home Rule referendum did not receive the 60% voter turnout election officials predicted. But the majority of the voters that did show at the polls approved the charter, allowing for the election of a mayor and 13-member city council. This is a first for district residents. These positions were previously appointed by the president. The charter, which was enacted by Congress last December, also permits District of Columbia residents to establish advisory neighborhood councils. After most of the precinct votes were counted, D.C. Mayor Walter Washington commented on the election returns.
Oh, I feel good about it. And I remember that there was no candidates in this. It was strictly a charter issue. And if you realize that just in Texas, the governor's race in the primary brought 33%, and our last election, which was the school board election, had 6%. I think we're in good shape. I think this is not only an overwhelming vote for the charter and the neighborhood councils, but a very, very fine vote for the city.
The District of Columbia has a unique form of government. In 1967, President Lyndon Johnson appointed Walter Washington as the district's first mayor commissioner. However, Mayor Washington is sometimes regarded as a figurehead, since his decisions are subject to final approval by Congress. Although the Home Rule Charter now gives the mayor increased political and budgetary power, Congress still has the final word. It was just 4 years ago that Congress restored the seat of the district's non-voting delegate in the House of Representatives. D.C. Delegate Walter Fontroyd is also pleased with yesterday's election returns. I asked Fontroyd if he expects the charter to change his non-voting power in Congress.
No, it will not affect my voting status in the Congress. That will require a constitutional amendment, which I expect now to begin to work for in the same manner in which we put together a coalition to achieve the passage of Home Rule first. My plan and program was to get self-government for the people first and then to get a vote for myself. The significant thing is that this elected mayor and city council will exercise almost all of the authority that had been exercised by the members of the Congress. For example, all of the legislative authority which had resided in the Congress will now reside in this elected body of men and women. The ability, for example, to raise not only the property taxes, but corporate taxes, to regulate the banks and financial institutions of the city, to regulate the insurance companies, the public utilities, all of these powers, many of which are exercised by state governments and not very many of which are exercised by municipal governments, will be the rightful subject of the authority of this locally elected council.
D.C. Delegate Walter Fontroyd. More than 257,000 persons are registered in the District of Columbia. 94,000 of these registered voters came to the polls yesterday, with about three-fourths of them approving the Home Rule Charter. Many of the 16,000 persons that voted against the charter felt it was a measure to window dress any attempt for full self-determination. Mayor Washington disagrees.
The number of the people that were voting against it and urging people to vote against it were at the same time declaring their candidacy. So, I don't know what kind of dynamics in politics that is, but I think we put those things behind us now, and we know that we don't have everything that in that bill that we wanted. The budget and certain other things that are important. I fought hard for the budget, but we didn't get it. But what I think we do now is start with what we have and everybody unite to get the rest of it. That's the name of the game, as I see it, to deal with this great first step and then move forward to get those things that we think we need to carve out full self-determination. Or full home rule, however you call it. And that's what it is, a united citizenry toward the goal of full self-government.
D.C. Mayor Walter Washington. Mayor Washington is expected to announce his bid for the mayor's office this weekend. He was one of several likely candidates testing the political winds last night at a Home Rule Charter celebration in Washington. The District of Columbia primary elections are scheduled next September, with the general election in November. The new D.C. government will go into effect in January of next year. This is Bill Green.